Hello, gorgeous humans of Feminine Energy Mastery, the podcast, because there is also a group on Facebook, Feminine Energy Mastery. If you're not with us, come join us, come play. But anyway, hello. This episode will be about self-love and how to truly love yourself, right? And it's going to be a fresh perspective that you may or may not have heard before. And you know me, I like to do things simple. I'm a self-proclaimed lazy girl. I don't have that much energy. If you're into like human design and stuff, I'm a projector. I think that means I am lazy. So I roll with it. That's my vibe, and everything I do is the path of least resistance and the easiest, most simple, the least complicated thing that I can possibly get away with and still get results. So that's me, that's my vibe, and that's how I like to live my life and do my healing and just live in general. So here's the amazing reframe perspective for you. Let's just start here. You exist. Just thinking about your just your looks, right? Because that's kind of like it come up. It's come up in my client sessions lately, and I thought this would be useful to share also with you, lovely humans. So your physical appearance, exactly how you look right now, exists on a scale, right? So there's a scale, and you exist somewhere, maybe around the middle, or probably most of you exist somewhere around the middle of the scale. So there's the scale of beautiful and ugly, and you find yourself somewhere around on that, is it a scale? I think it's, yeah, on that scale, right? And when it comes to skinny and fat, you also, or overweight, I don't know the politically correct term nowadays, a larger person, you also find yourself somewhere on that scale, right? So you don't just exist separate of the context, right? You exist within a context. So very often, we forget about this, and we try to like love ourselves in separation somehow, in separation of the context that we exist in, the environment, right? So if you're trying to love yourself and love yourself from the aspect of physical appearance, and you don't consider the context, you're gonna have a very hard time to actually love yourself. Because if you're trying to love yourself but you're hating like really gorgeous, beautiful people, or you want to love yourself but you have a disgust for fat people or ugly people, right? And this is all subjective and la 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 la, but there is also an objective beautiful and ugly, skinny and fat. Like, we can all see that, we have eyes, right? And if you take an issue with any side of the scale, it's gonna be part of your healing journey to reconcile that, right? And so let's, like, usually there are the three main things. So it's the beautiful and ugly, skinny, fat, and young and old, right? And if you have any hang-ups around, oh my gosh, I'm getting old, and I don't know, I'm getting wrinkles, and this is bothering me, and I hate all the young women, or I'm so afraid of getting old. If you have any kind of something like that. If you're like desperately trying to hold on to your youth, or you're desperately don't want to get fat, and you have like such an aversion to it, or whether it's within yourself or in other people, it doesn't really matter, right? Because it's the idea, it's the concept. So if you have any if you take an issue with any part of this like trifecta of features, let's call them, it's going to reflect in how you feel about yourself, right? Because you're not just skinny, you're not just fat, you're not just ugly, you're not just beautiful, you're both of these things, right? And at different times you feel a different way, right? So what I'm saying is that you're all of it. You're all of it. You're beautiful, you're ugly, you're skinny, you're fat, right? Even if you have been like extremely skinny your whole life, you may feel fat, right? So it's like we all have that. You will externalize it and you know, feel a certain way about other people. But we always will have some kind of judgment or some kind of feeling, some kind of resistance, some kind of attraction or aversion, and it all influences how you feel about yourself. So now, this may seem overwhelming, this may seem like a lot, like, oh my gosh, I have to do all of this work in order to love myself. It's easy, trust me, it's so easy. Like I said, I like to make things simple and easy, and so when I do this work on myself, what I focus is, I focus on the, I'm not sure if this is the right word, scale. Okay, I focus on the, for example, the beautiful and ugly scale, and I just see myself kind of like placed on this scale, somewhere around the middle, let's say. And then I feel into my body. How do I feel about beauty, about beautiful people, about people I think are just like gorgeous, like 10 out of 10. And there will be in my body I will feel some kind of response. And that there will be some stories, like, oh, you know, some jealousy, maybe some envy, some maybe distrust or some anger even, right? Some rage. And some beliefs like, oh, they're all evil or something like this, right? And it's, so what I will do is just, I will allow myself to bring up all of the thoughts, emotions, sensations that are on the topic of beauty. And I just feel it, I just allow it. And when I just observe it, I send it love. I love you. I love you. I love you. When I think of the subject of beauty and beautiful people, I love them. I love beauty. I love you. I love you. And I just love on it. And sometimes it will be hard, right? Because I will have my prejudice and my resistance and my past experiences and all of the things. And your task is to love that. Your task is to accept it. That's it. That's the simplest way that I can explain this, right? So you just think of the topic of beauty. Allow yourself to, you know, bring up all the memories, sensations, thoughts, images, like sensations in your body. Allow it all to come up. And just love on it. I love you. I love everything, all of it. Wholesale, just all of it right now. Just love it. Right? And then do the opposite, do the same on the opposite, on ugliness. Right? So me personally, I have more more hang-ups around that one. But this is exactly what I do, right? I think about ugliness. Ugliness within myself, within others. Ugliness, like physical, and also, you know, in character. How do I feel about this? Oh, there's some disgust. There's some, like, aversion. Oh, like, I don't even want to I don't even want to look there. I don't even want to acknowledge it. I don't, yuck, right? And so I just welcome all of those feelings. And I welcome the feeling of me personally feeling ugly at times, maybe in my past or even now, you know, especially around my period. Hello. And I just welcome it. And I just love on it. I love you. I love you. I really, really love you. I love you. I send it so much love. I overwhelm it with love. You know, it's like a child that maybe resisting or fighting or, and you just love it. Wow, I don't care. I love you. All right, yeah, okay. You can hate me and I love you. All right, you can push me away and I still love you. Right? So love melts even the biggest of icy ice. Melts even the biggest hearts, the most closed and cold hearts. And it melts the biggest resistance, all the fears, all the anger, all the resentment, all the disgust, all the aversion. Like it melts all of it when you just love it and you stay with it, right? For some of you, for me personally, this is the most like sticky scale, the ugly, beautiful, and also the skinny fat a little bit. But for some of you, maybe the young old will be the that's juicy. There's a lot of material there, right? So whatever is most juicy for you, whatever you have most hang-ups in, that's where your work is, and your work is just to love it. Whatever comes up. We all have, you know, our unique experiences and stories, la, 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 la. But they're all the same. It's all the same. It's all just material. It's raw material that you transform, transmute, alchemize with and through your love. So that's your task. That's your job. I hope it makes sense. And it's, you know, it's super simple. So what I would recommend is sit with it every day. 5, 10, 15 minutes in the morning. And just really focus on loving ugliness in all of its forms. And every day you will find a different facet, a different aspect, a different memory will come up to be loved and to be released, right? Because that's what emotions want to do. They want to leave, but sometimes we don't let them because we hold on to them, right? But if we accept them, if we acknowledge them and welcome them, then they can leave and give them permission. Like, okay, I love you. I love you if you stay. I love you if you go. I love you. And then they can go. So I recommend doing this every day, right? Focus on ugliness and focus on beauty and everything that you have on beauty. Allow your subconscious to just bring out and up everything, all the associations you have around beauty, right? And just allow yourself to really love it, to love beautiful people, to appreciate them, as well as love ugly people. Appreciate them, just love them. You have it in you to love. You have so much capacity to love. You have no idea. And I want you to tap into it because this is how you're going to transform how you see yourself and finally love yourself. And this is the simplest, the easiest way that I have found. Really, it's mind-blowing how deeply transformational it is when you do commit to it. So if you found this useful, do let me know. I would love, love, love to hear, especially if you commit to it for 30 days. And I would love to hear your results, how you found it, how it went, how it transformed you, because I promise you it will. And like I said, it doesn't have to take a long time. It may seem complicated, right? Like in the beginning, maybe it seemed complicated, but it's super, super, super easy. And you don't have to do any like extra investigations or blah, 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 any of the like overwhelming inner work stuff. Just love it. Just love. Just love beauty. Just love ugliness. Just love fatness. And being fat and fat people And skinny people, or thin, lean, fit, whatever is your description there, right? Because you will find aversion and attraction. And also youth and old age. You will find a lot of material in each of these, and when you do that, you will when you make a peace when you make when you make a peace when you make peace with these polarities. Ah, maybe that's the word I was looking for. Polarities. Okay. All right. We're getting somewhere here. Okay. Right. When you make peace with both of these polarities, you make peace with yourself. Guaranteed. It's just guaranteed. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear back from you guys. How your lives and mine lives have been transformed and your minds have been blown. Come let me know on Facebook. I would love to come and make a post on Facebook and let me know how this transformed you. I would love to hear. And this is it for this episode. I seriously love all of you so much. I really, really do. I don't know who you are, but I'm just so honored. I have so many people join my group every week, and it's just so beautiful, you know, to see you come hang out with me on Facebook and listen to this podcast, tune in every week and listen to every episode and love it and share it and benefit from it. I'm just so grateful, truly. I love every single one of you so much. I don't even know who you are, but I love you. I didn't think that was possible, but it's true. So if you are loving this episode, I would love to connect deeper. Come hang out on Facebook and come work with me if you wanna completely transform your life and your reality. If you wanna feel amazing about yourself and your relationships and your life and all the juicy amazing things. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.